Ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Billy Crone, and Pastor Billy has put together a number of wonderful programs. We carry his Final Countdown. It's basically 10 DVDs that tell you the story of what's happening prophetically today. And that really, you know, people sort of shrug, prophecy, you know, what's that have to do with anything? You know, that's just all Bible. Well, when you see what the Bible has said about the times such as these, and you see what is taking place, why this will hopefully lead many people, any thinking person, cannot see what is unfolded that was prophesied over 2,000 years ago coming to pass today. But that's not what we're going to be talking about today. Good morning, Pastor Billy. What's the subject for today?
Well, you mentioned Bible prophecy, and what I'd like to talk about today was actually the first time that God judges world. You know, Bible prophecy, God clearly warns that he's going to do it again, and which is kind of interesting response that you usually get from people. On the one hand, it's like they want to have their cake and eat it too. They'll sit there and they'll say, well, what kind of a God would allow all this suffering and evil continue on? Well, the good news is he's not going to. He's appointed a day that he's going to judge this world. He's going to put an end to it. And then he's going to have his righteous reign, and all this baloney that we see going on today, even the rise of the Antichrist kingdom, it's going to be done with. And yet, when you tell people that God is going to judge this world, then they say, well, what kind of a God is that? And it's like, well, make up your mind. Do you want him to deal with the evil and suffering or not? And folks, he is clearly going to judge his world again. And what I'd like to talk about is a study that we produce called A Judge Creation. And this is the evidence that it isn't just that God will judge his creation, Bible prophecy that we see unfolding before our very eyes. It's what we see is that he's as good as his word. He's already judged his creation. The Bible says that the first time God judged this world was with a worldwide flood. The second time, it's going to be with a worldwide fire. And the irony and the sadness, actually, with that is that people aren't prepared. And you should be able to take a look at the topography of the earth and the evidence for a global catastrophe with the worldwide flood and say, well, gee whiz, if God says he's going to do it a second time and we see all this evidence he already did it the first time, I better take him at his word. I guess he's pretty serious. And that's why we wanted to provide this information, Dr. Muncie, because it really had its origins in an encounter that I had with a gentleman several years back, and I was speaking on the East Coast. And one afternoon, I had some free time, and he was taking me around. He was showing me on the East Coast, if you're ever there in the fall time, you have the beautiful fall colors. The hills are full of trees with the brightly colored leaves, and they were mirrored by little lakes and stuff as we were driving around. And he just made a comment. It was almost kind of like boasting in an area he lived in. He's just like, look at the beauty of God's creation. And I shared with him a comment that I heard another creationist say one time. And I said, yeah, and just think, what you're looking at is the cursed version. And it was like a brand new thought dropped in his brain, similar to what happened to me when I first heard that comment. And it's like, yeah, you're right. This is the cursed version. And here we are admiring the world that God judged already with the worldwide flood because of sin. And this is what's sad, is instead of looking at all the craggly mountains, instead of looking at the topography of the earth that's all messed up, instead of looking at the scarred remains of a global flood, even things like the Grand Canyon, as evidence that God judged this world once, and so if he says he's going to do it a second time, we better get right with him. We actually admire it, and we ignore the evidence. And the irony, Dr. Moncrieff, is the Bible actually not only told us this is what he did, and not only tells us what he's going to do again in the future, it tells specifically the people's attitudes when it comes to this judgment of God. The book of 2 Peter says that, first of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing, following their own evil desires, and they will say, where is this coming he promised? It sounds exactly like people's attitude today. Yeah, sure, he's coming. Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. And by these waters also, the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. And by the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. And so the Bible says that God not only will judge his creation, that's what we dealt with many times with Bible prophecy, but the Bible clearly says that he's good for his word, folks. If he's already judged his creation. And the first time it was with the flood, the second time it's going to be with the fire. And so the logical conclusion is, hey, I better take God at his word. I better get right with him. But the Bible specifically says that the people alive in the last days prior to his second judgment, they're not going to be, if you will, with all due respect, smart people. They're going to be people like I was, scoffing people. The text says there that they're going to be willingly ignorant, okay, about the facts of the first judgment, and they're going to seal their fate for the second judgment. And so we created this study, Dr. Moncrieff, to help these people who, like I used to be, to realize the different evidences that God really did judge this world with a global catastrophe called the flood of Noah, and he's getting ready to do it again.
Okay, well, I don't think there's any question at all that we are living in perilous times. Most people don't want to think about that. Most people don't want to think about God's judgment. But there's no way that you can have a nation turn away from God as this nation has. The nation has been so wonderfully blessed, and our ministers and our churches have allowed what's taking place to take place, never speaking out against the fact that they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments, and acknowledgement of the God of the Bible, not only out of our society, but in many respects, even out of our churches. They've changed the message of our churches. They've changed the music of our churches. Is there anybody who questions? They've changed the music from the beautiful hymns to the rock and roll music of today. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and again, the Bible tells us another clue, how do you know it's getting close to the second judgment, is because Jesus, he himself tells us, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, that's the first judgment, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. And so the clue is, if you want to understand, how do you know you're getting close to that society that's going to be the exact same kind of society that it was for Noah, for the first judgment, for Jesus at his second coming, then pay attention to what that society was like. And the Bible tells us, Dr. Moncrieff, what that society was like in the book of Genesis.
Hold the thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Pastor Billy, you were saying prophecy, we were told, was that Christ will come, when it will be as it was in the days of Noah. What do we know about the days of Noah?
Well, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 6 that this is how bad it got, Dr. Monteith, in a short amount of time, was it says that the heart of man was, the thoughts of man, the heart of man was continually wicked. And that's just, it got so bad that that's just all people thought about, was just doing rotten stuff. And I don't know about you, but I think our society is very close to that, if not already there. And it's just wickedness. And, of course, what happens, people say, well, it's not bad. I know some good people. Well, you need to define wickedness for what it is. Wickedness is anything that is unholy, that's not righteous according to God. And when you put it in that context, it's like, you know, even people thinking about greed and materialism and which is idolatry, and you know that's wickedness. You know, the problem is we want to gloss over that, we want to redefine it, we don't want to call it for what it is, even in the churches. And it's wickedness. And so everybody, their mindset, their thoughts, from the time they get up to go to bed, they're just thinking about wicked stuff. That's exactly like it was in the days of Noah. And what it says there, it wasn't just God was being a big giant meanie. It says there it grieved God's heart. His creation had so turned from him that it wasn't just they were thinking about wicked stuff once in a while, blue moon, oh no. It was on a constant basis. It wanted nothing to do with him and instead just wanted to deal with wicked things. And that's exactly what's happening to the world. And again, Dr. Monty, I find this a strange dichotomy. People on the one hand, they'll recognize that we live in an evil world. They'll recognize that the world is going down the tubes fast. They'll recognize even some of the problems with the church and things of that nature. Okay, and it's, you know, and then they'll shake a fist, if you will, at God. If he's real, why is this going on? Well, again, it's not going to go on forever. He is going to judge this world because of the same issue that was in time of the first judgment. But and again, but the moment you start talking about that God's going to judge this world, then people say, well, what kind of a God is that? It's just like, you know, make up your mind, you know, But again, with the reason why we provided this study, Dr. Monty, is frankly out of almost a grief. It's just like it's sad. It's like we have so much evidence that God really did judge this world once. There really was a guy named Noah. He really did have a family. He really did take two of every kind of animal that breathed the breath of life in their nostrils on the ark. There really was sufficient room on the ark. It really was feasible. There really was a highly advanced civilization, super intelligent people prior to the flood. We find evidence of that. We find evidence of human remains embedded in coal seams. We find human artifacts. We find underwater cities and things of that nature. All these things that you would presuppose if there was a worldwide flood that you find. We provide the video footage, even of some of the underground cities or underwater cities and that are still deluged. And things of that nature, things that you're not going to find in the book. And that's why we wanted to get this evidence out. Because I understand what it says in the text to be a scoffer. I think some people are guilty of what the text says. They are willingly ignorant of the facts of the first judgment, the flood, because they don't want it to be true. They don't want there to be God, and they don't want to give any credence to the worldwide flood, because then that gives credence to the Bible, credence to that God is real, and that if you judge the world once, he's going to do it again, and you might want to consider that. But I think a lot of people are made ignorant, and again, that's because once again the lie of evolution has come along and blinded us to what's really going on. They would say that, oh yeah, when you look at the Craggly Mountains, when you look at the Grand Canyon, when you look at the scarred remains on the topography, oh no, 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 that has nothing to do with the worldwide flood as the waters receded from the earth, as the Bible says. That's just natural processes over millions and billions of years. And so people are literally walking on the planet, admiring the planet that's scarred from the first judgment, and they never put two and two together. And so for at least those people, we want to give them a fighting chance, so to speak, that really, well, let's take a look at the evidence again, and let's see if, in fact, there's evidence that God judged this world. And so
Pastor, you sent us a DVD of the one you sent us just doesn't play. Could you get another one? Because I'd really like to see it so we can offer it to our listeners. But the one you sent me on this subject, for some reason, I didn't like it. We have a good machine. It didn't play. So anyway, go right ahead.
Yeah, sure. We'd love to get that out to you. But yeah, it's 11 DVD set, Dr. Monteith, and we deal with all kinds of information. That just, okay, if this worldwide flood really occurred, then there's a lot of things that need to fall in line, all of them. And fortunately, folks, once you get into the study and do it for yourself, you'll find that, well, they do. Every single one of them falls in line. And the first evidence that we provide on the first DVD is just the evidence for a global catastrophe. And it's just starting from ground zero, so to speak. If there really was a worldwide flood, if God really judged this world, if there really was a global catastrophe, then you would think that we would find some global evidence of it. Not just local, but global evidence. Well, there is. There's tons of it. And so we provide, first of all, the evidence of language. And this is, you say, well, what's that got to do with it? Well, first of all, the Genesis account says that right after the flood, in Genesis chapter 11, that after mankind began to repopulate the earth, Noah and his family got out of the ark, okay, that there was a very interesting characteristic of mankind. Genesis chapter 11 says this, now the whole world had one language and common speech. Okay, they moved eastward. It was in the area of Babylon, the plain of Shinar. And they said, come, let us bake bricks and let's use brick instead of stone. And let's come build a city for ourselves, a tower to reach the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the earth. And so the Bible clearly says that right after the time of the flood, the earth just starts to get to repopulate him. The people once again rebelled against God because he says, go out there and repopulate the earth. And they said, no, we're not going to do it, which I find mind-blowing. You think a worldwide flood would get their attention. But they said, no. But it has an interesting clue for us, folks. If this flood accounts, if there really was a worldwide flood, mankind had to restart, so to speak, then it gives us a clue to what that first civilization was like. They had a common language. They all had a common language. The whole world at that time had one language and common speech. So we take it, you know, verse by verse, and, okay, is that true? Do we find any evidence at any time that the world really, truly had a common language? And the answer, of course, is yes. One such researcher is a guy named Max Mueller. He's one of the world's top language experts. He taught at Oxford. And in his book called Science of Language, he wrote this. He says, we have examined all possible forms which language can assume, and we now ask, can we reconcile the admission of one common origin of human speech? I answer decidedly, yes. Dr. Harold Steigers, he said this. He says, though there are countless languages and dialects, approximately 3,000 currently known, continued studies have revealed there must be a common ancestor. Another Dutch scholar, his name is Gerard Alders, he made an amazing discovery about the clear relationship between languages of the native people of Central and South America, some of the islands, the ancient Sumerians, the Egyptian languages. And this is a guy, this is neat, Dr. Monty. He had formerly considered the account of Genesis 11, what I just read to you, okay, about how the whole world was in one language. He considered that account a myth. Okay, and after he began to look at the languages around the world, okay, across the oceans, how did that happen? Okay, he came to the conclusion that the biblical narrative is much more credible than had been supposed. That's a direct quote there. And then there's modern-day linguistics, and they're using computers to compare the world's languages, okay? Because maybe those guys made a mistake. Maybe they don't have the technology that we have today to really put it together. Well, based on what they discovered, one researcher had this to say, and this is a direct quote. This is kind of funny, actually. He says, maybe the Bible is right, and there really was a Tower of Babel. At least maybe there really was one single human language before we were all cursed with the confusion of the tongues. And that's not the only evidence we provide. Then we start going back into, speaking of language, we go into some of the earliest languages, and they, strangely and oddly enough, some of their first words give you clues that there really was a worldwide flood. And one of them is the Japanese language. The Chinese language dates back to, some would say, about 2500 BC, which is pretty close to the time of the end of the flood. Okay, interesting timing there. And this is basically, if the dates are roughly correct, then that's when all languages would have their origin, like the Genesis 11 account. Now, what's amazing is you take a look at the Chinese language, which is one of the earliest ones. It's not only a pictorial language, okay, if you're familiar with the Chinese language, but it hasn't really changed much over the passage of time. And oddly enough, these Chinese picture words, if you've seen them drawn, they speak about Noah's flood. Do the research for yourself, folks. This will open. It's absolutely amazing. Okay? The Chinese word for boat, okay, if you're familiar with how they draw the pictures, the Chinese word for boat is actually depicted by this, by eight mouths, eight people, inside of a container. Okay? Very interesting. That's exactly what the Bible says. Eight people, Noah and his family, survived the flood inside the ark. That's very interesting. The Chinese word for total, T-O-T-A-L, total, is a uniting of eight people who join hands over the earth. The Chinese word for empty is made up of two words. It's made up of the word cave and made up of the word work. Cave is depicted as eight people under one roof. And some would say that this shows that when Noah and his family got off the ark, they first moved into a cave for shelter, hence eight people under one roof, and then they left the cave each day to work at emptying the ark and then share this post-flood experience, which eventually found its way into the Chinese language. The Chinese character for devil is formed by three other characters, man, garden, and private. And that's exactly what the Genesis 3 account says. The Chinese words for rebellion and confusion link together words for tongue and walking. And that's exactly the Genesis 11 account with the Tower of Babel. That after God confused the language, they begin walking and begin to disperse around the world. And there's many more, but let me give you one more. The word for garden or field in Chinese is a square, and inside the square are four straight lines radiating outward in kind of like a plus sign shape. Okay? Now, according to Genesis chapter 2, there was a river in the Garden of Eden that flowed outward in four streams and watered the entire garden. So I don't know about you, Dr. Monteith, but if there really was a global catastrophe, a worldwide flood, if God really judged the world once and we better take him at his word that he's going to do it a second time, then the evidence that we see here with language, they all had one language, seems to be pretty convincing. But folks, I'm telling you, that's the tip of the iceberg. We provide 11 DVDs on this information, and it's just absolutely amazing. The next one that we provide is what we call the evidence of lineage, okay? And according to the Genesis 11 text, what it says there is they not only had one common language, okay, but because they rebelled against God, he confused their language, given them different languages supernaturally, and because of that, they spread from all over the earth, okay? And it started in the area of the plain of Shinar, which is around modern-day in Babylon, that area over there. And so, again, just like with the language, do we find any evidence of one common language? Do we find evidence of mankind restarting and populating the earth from one common point of origin? And that's exactly what we find. In fact, the Bible, you talk about specifics, they tell us exactly when this happened. Genesis chapter 10 says, two sons were born to Eber, one's name was Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided. His brother's name was Joktan. These are the clans of Noah's sons, according to the lines of descent within their nations. From these, the nations spread out over the earth after the flood. And so what the Bible gives us another specific clue. Can you trust it? It says that clearly it was during the time of this guy named Peleg, who is a descendant of Noah, that the earth was divided and the nations began to form and began to spread out over the earth after God confused the one common language into multiple languages. And so that's, okay, that's an interesting clue, but the question, of course, is that true? Do we find any evidence of the nations of the world being born from one place and then spreading out from there? Absolutely. I mean, can we provide that evidence? First of all, many would put the date, if you do the chronology biblically, the birth of this Peleg guy, about 2247 B.C., which is roughly around 100 years after the flood. And what's interesting is the historical evidence shows it was precisely during this time that we see the nations of the earth not just springing up, folks, from a single source, but just like the Bible says, they begin spreading out from a single source. Let me share some of that with you. Based on the historical records of the Chaldeans, the nation of Babylon, which is right next to where the Tower of Babel was, okay, was founded about 2234 B.C., or about 13 years after the birth of this Peleg guy. Another piece of historical evidence tells us that Egypt was founded in the year about 2188 B.C., a little further down south, about 60 years after the birth of Peleg. Another historian, a guy named Eusebius, he tells us that Greece was founded 2089 B.C., and that was about 160 years after the birth of Peleg.
Hold that thought, Pastor. Hold that thought.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And Pastor, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry?
main website at GEPALFEEDIA.com, DeliveMedia.com, where you can.
Pastor Billy?
Yes.
Yes, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry?
Yeah, sure. You can check it out at our website at getalifemedia.com.
Getalifeministry.com, okay. Well, go right ahead then with the story.
Okay. Yeah, and like I was saying, is, okay, do we find any evidence that the, not only the earth at one time, as the flood account presupposes, had one language after the flood, but do we find any evidence that, in fact, that the earth, the nations spread out from one point of origin? And that's exactly what we find in specific order. The first one was the nation of Babylon, about 2234 B.C. Then you have Egypt, which is a little further down south, 2188 B.C. Then you have Greece, 2089 B.C. And the point is this, Dr. Monteith, it's not just that all three nations were founded in a relatively short amount of time from each other, but it just so happens each one is speaking a completely different language. I mean completely different, which agrees with the biblical account. You have Babylon that was founded first, which was closest to the original point of origin that was mentioned in the Bible, in the plain of Shinar, Babylon. Egypt was second, a little further way south from the original point of origin, and Greece was founded third, still a little further away. And that's exactly like the Bible says, specifically in this time of Pele. But it's not just the founding of nations, not just a common language, not just a common point of origin, but it's also a common ancestor, okay? Now, if you think about the biblical account of the flood, that means that mankind had to get a restart, and it restarted from eight people, okay? And so did that really happen? Did we really have a recent, by the way, not millions of years ago, but a recent a common ancestor, okay? Yes, that's exactly what we find. In fact, they actually, secular people give it a name. It's called mitochondrial Eve. And it's now known, folks, that all mankind can be traced back to just one woman. And might I add, one recent woman, okay? In a recent issue of Nature, a Yale mathematician presents a model showing that the most recent person who is a direct ancestor of all humans currently alive may have lived, this is a direct quote, may have lived just a few thousand years ago, not millions of years ago. In fact, this woman was most likely not the biblical Eve, but rather one of the four of the women who survived the flood. And one researcher stated, quote, maybe she was Shem's wife. Now Noah's three sons was Ham, Shem, and Japheth. He says maybe she was Shem's wife, but the mitochondrial Shem's wife theory doesn't have quite the same ring to it. I guess that's a scientific humor thing. But anyway, so that's kind of interesting. I don't know. We're batting pretty good here. If there really was a global catastrophe, we should have one common language. We should have one common origin that mankind restarted and dispersed around the earth. And we should have one common parent, if you will, of origin. Well, we saw that that's exactly what the evidence shows. But to me, probably one of the one that's the most obvious, okay, is what we call the evidence of language. And that's this, folks. Okay, just use some common sense here. If there really was a worldwide flood, if God really judges world once, then you would think that somebody somewhere around the world would be talking about that, right? I mean, that's it affects everybody. And specifically, I mean outside the Bible. And the reason why, because again, it affected all of humanity. And you would think that this record, this event, this catastrophe, would be recorded somewhere else in the records of humanity. Well, folks, there is. And I'm not talking just one. I'm not talking about two. But you start to add them up, and you get around 500 different flood legends from around the world. And let me just give you a taste of just a few of those around the world. According to the Babylonian accounts, and again, that's right from the place where man restarted, the pre-flood people, according to their accounts, the pre-flood people were giants, who became impious and depraved, except one of them, who reverenced the gods and was wise and prudent. His name was Noah. That's N-O-A. It's pretty close to Noah, N-O-A-H. And he dwelt with his three sons, Sem, Japheth, and Chem, they called them, and mentioned their wives, Tadia, Pandora, Noella, and Noegla. Noah foresaw the destruction, they said, and began building an ark. 78 years later, the ocean, inland seas, and rivers burst forth from below, along with many days of violent rain. Now, that's a very interesting point. Maybe we can get that sometime later. But notice how this early account, legend, in the Babylonian legend, mentions that when the flood came, it didn't just come from the rain. And that's something that skeptics usually point out, try to point out. They say, it said it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. If it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, there's no way that there'd be enough rain to cover the mountaintops, etc., blah, 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 blah. Well, that's why you need to read your Bible. It didn't say that the flood came just from above. It also came from the below, from the water that came up, gushing from the earth. And it's interesting. That's exactly what this account mentions. It says, then the waters overflowed all the mountains, and the human race was drowned except Noah and his family, who survived on his ship. The ship came to rest at last on top of a mountain. And then again, the Chinese also speak of a worldwide flood and that occurred on the earth, and it's in their one of their classic writings called Haiking, H-I-H-K-I-N-G, Haiking, and it tells the story of a guy named Fuhai, F-U-H-I, you can check it out yourself. And the Chinese consider this Fuhai guy to be the father of their civilization. And their history reports that Fuhai and his wife and three sons and three daughters escaped the Great Flood. He and his family were the only people left alive on the earth, and after the Great Flood, they repopulated the world. In fact, there's an ancient temple in China, and there's a wall painting still around that shows Fuhai's boat. And the picture shows the boat. It's in raging waters. There's dolphins swimming around it, and a dove with an olive branch in its beak flying backward towards the boat. Once again, agreeing with the biblical account. Then we find even ancient records in India. It's all over the world, folks. All over the world. India says that a long time ago there lived a man called Manu, M-A-N-U. And Manu was warned that a great flood would soon come and destroy everything on the earth. And so he was instructed to build a large ship since the flood was going to happen very soon. The rain started, the waters rose until the whole earth was covered with water. When the waters began subsiding, Manu's ship was on a mountaintop. And according to their writings, why? Why did this happen? Well, it says, a long time ago, humans became proud. And this bothered the gods as humans kept getting worse. And finally, they decided they would destroy all humans. Before they did this, though, they warned a man and his wife and placed them in a large wooden chest. The rain started and lasted until the whole world was flooded. The wooden chest came to rest on a mountain. The man and his wife got out and saw that everything was flooded. So they lived on provisions from the chest until the water subsided, and at God's instructions, they repopulated the earth. Then there's the Hawaiian legend. This one's pretty cool. It says that long after the death of the first man, the world became wicked and a terrible place to live. There was one good man left. His name was Nu'u, N-U-U. He made a great canoe with a house on it and filled it with animals. And the water came up all over the earth and killed all the people. Only Nu'u and his family were saved. Then there's the legend in the histories of the Toltec Indians in Mexico, ancient Mexico. And it was they believe that the first world, okay, the one prior to the being judged, say lasted approximately 1,716 years and was destroyed by a great flood.
Hold the thought, Pastor. We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crow.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Hello, health seekers. This is Bev Parker announcing my next free essential oils workshop. Mark your calendar now for Wednesday, June 29th, 6 p.m. at the downtown Hilton in Fort Collins, west of College on Prospect. Discover how to use essential oils for joint and muscle health and pain management. Learn to enhance your body's natural healing ability so you can enjoy summer activities. Get the resources you need for health and well-being. Don't miss this fun and fabulous event. Bring new friends for the Thank You Friend gift drawing. Enjoy a team member's business strategy session. Be surprised with free essential oil gifts. And greet KHNC talk show host Danny Golden as she makes a special personal appearance to meet you. Seating is limited for this free essential oils workshop on June 29th, 6 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton, 425 West Prospect. Reserve your spot now by calling me, Bev Parker, 970-493-6789, or go to RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com, 970-493-6789.
Pastor, we'll go ahead, the last segment here of the evidence that there really was great blood. Right ahead.
I'd like to just a couple more evidences of a nearly 500 legends around the world in virtually every culture's history that there really was a global catastrophe, specifically a worldwide flood. The Toltec Indians in ancient Mexico said that the first world lasted about 1,716 years and was destroyed by a great flood that covered even the highest of mountains. And their story tells of a man they called Tapi, T-A-P-I, and he was a very pious man. The Creator told Tapi to build a boat, and he would live in it and escape the destruction. He was told that he should take his wife and a pair of every animal that was alive into his boat. And naturally, everybody thought that he was crazy. And then the rain started, and the flood came. Now, let me add a little side note there. It's almost very similar to today, isn't it, Dr. Monteith? You tell people that there's something that's going to come from the sky. Because back then, you know, some believed that maybe it had never even rained before. Prior to when it started to rain at the time of the flood. And so here was Noah. He was building this boat. He says, get in this boat. And he warned people for years and years, get in this boat, and you can escape the judgment to come. There's going to come this stuff called rain from the sky, but if you wait for that, it's going to be too late. And how ironic it is that we have the same message today in this last day society, one day you're going to see Jesus Christ himself come from the sky with a myriad of angels at his second coming. And, you need to get right with God. You need to get saved. If you will come into the ark of Jesus Christ, because if you're around when that happens, it's too late. And people have the same response. You're crazy. You're wacko and all that stuff. It's the exact same thing. But that's what Jesus said. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at this coming of the Son of Man. And so again, this Tapi guy, he loaded up his boat, their account says. The men and the animals, once the flood came, they tried to climb the mountains, but the mountains became flooded as well. That's exactly what the Bible says. Finally, the rain ended, and Tapi decided that the water had dried up, and when he let loose a dove. Following the great flood, people began to multiply and built a very high great tower. Gee, what's that sound like? That's Genesis chapter 11, the Tower of Babel. And they built that tower, their legend says, to provide a safe place in case the world were destroyed again. However, everyone started to speak different languages. Interesting that that's recorded in their history. Again, that's the Genesis 11 account that we read earlier. And because they spoke different languages, the people became confused. That was their word. And so different language groups wandered to other parts of the world. Again, following the biblical accounts and the historical evidence that we see. The Toltecs claimed that their civilization started as a family of seven friends and their wives who spoke the same language. And they crossed great waters, lived in caves, and wandered for 104 years until they came to southern Mexico. And this was approximately 520 years after the Great Flood. Now, that's kind of interesting, getting ahead of myself, but we actually find evidence of that. Christopher Columbus and even Leif Erikson, eat your heart out. One thing that we find, Dr. Monteith, just like these legends say, and just like the Bible presupposes, is mankind was incredibly intelligent and had the ability to do things that we have long since either lost the technology or are recently rediscovering the technology. But they also had the ability to traverse across the earth. And again, we don't think that because evolution has us brainwashed that mankind was a bunch of dumb apes dragging their knuckles on the ground. It's only until recently that we've had modern technology. That's not what we find, folks, in the archaeological record. We find ancient computers in the archaeological record, and that was off the coast of Northwest Crete. They found that. In fact, it was a computer-type device that they found that was so amazing that one researcher said this. He says, it makes you wonder what they would have achieved if they'd carried on, if the Romans hadn't taken over and put a stop to their culture, would they have had a man on the moon by AD 300? He said it sounds ridiculous, but if they were able to construct something as technically brilliant as this, it's not complete fantasy. They find evidence of possible ancient man flight that they are trying to cover up as well. They find ancient batteries. I don't think Edison was the first one to discover electricity, folks. You can check it out yourself. It's called the Baghdad Battery. And apparently, they've done secular researchers has done testing on it, and it actually works, produces voltage, and et cetera, which answers a lot of interesting questions. I don't know about you, but I've always wondered, how in the world did they get all those paintings inside the pyramids and ancient tombs without the smoke marks on the walls? Because we're told, you know, their only source of lighting was torches. Well, you don't find any of those remains. Maybe that's because they had other technology that we are just recently discovering. And but again, they had this ability to travel across the world. That also explains why, and we expose this as well as what I just revealed to you. That's just some of the technology we reveal to you that's buried in the dirt that they're trying to keep from us. But we also reveal how they were able to traverse across the earth, and this also explains why do we find the same style of building structures, pyramids, on either side of the continents. How did that get over there? Evolution says that that wasn't a recent development. We were supposed to be isolated by the Atlantic and the Pacific. Well, that's not what we find, folks. And finally, Dr. Monti, just with the evidence of legends, let me surmise. Of one survey of 120 tribal groups in North America, Central America, South America, revealed that flood traditions, well, white flood, was among every single one of them. And if you put them all together, here's basically what their accounts surmise. One, there was a general wickedness among men. Two, God saw that the flood was necessary. Three, one family with eight members was protected. Four, a giant boat was constructed. Five, a family, along with animals and birds, went into the boat. Then another one, the flood overwhelmed all those living on the earth. Then the deluge covered all the earth for a time. And then a boat landed in a high mountainous area. Two or three birds were sent out first. The people left the boat with all the animals. The survivors worshiped God for sparing them. And then there was a promise of divine favor that was given that there would never be another worldwide flood of waters. We still have floods today, but there's never going to be a worldwide flood. In fact, so overwhelming, folks, is this evidence for a worldwide flood. God judged this world once. He's going to do it again. Okay, it led this researcher to state this. He said, there are so many descriptions of the remarkable event called the Genesis Flood. Some of these have come from Greek historians, some from the Babylonian records, some from the cuneiform tablets of Mesopotamia, and still others from the mythology and traditions of different nations, so that we may say that no event has occurred, either in ancient or modern times, about which there is more numerous records and better evidence than this one. And so here we have one of the secular researchers will sit there and say that, whether you want to believe it or not, that according to the records that we find, there is no other event in human history that has more evidence than what the Bible calls the worldwide flood.
Well, we're out of time, Pastor. Thank you so much. We'll look forward as we develop these ideas more in future programs. God bless, and please get that video off to her. We're looking forward to it.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis.
Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Harris Survival.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy the this new presentation by Pastor Billy. We have his previous presentation. We have one called The Final Countdown. It's 10 DVDs. We have another one, certainly, going into the evolution. It's called A Fearful Creation, and that's 8 DVDs. Then we have his presentation on RFID technology. That's just one presentation of four. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Oh, we think they're great. We've watched them all. We think the message is very important for you to have. And, of course, he intersperses this with all sorts of video footage, which demonstrates and validates what he's telling you. The Bible is true. And, of course, it warns us we're coming into a time of where the earth will be brought under judgment. And just look around you, ladies and gentlemen. Man is turned against God, and God will not be mocked. I tremble for my country when I reflect God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. You need to understand what's really going on. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talks on The Secret, The Forbidden Secret, and The Dark Secret. They all deal with the same subject. They're certainly similar in some respects, but quite different. We certainly have syllabuses with both The Forbidden Secret and The Dark Secret, so you can actually read and document exactly what I'm saying. You listen to what President Bush said in his first and second inaugural speeches when he accepted the presidency. Read what he says. He tells you about the fire in the minds of men, the real purpose what's going on. In 2007, he was talking about the events taking place in the Middle East where prologue to the major event of modern times. Well, it's taking place today now as the whole of the Middle East is going up in flames, and the whole of that area is going to be toppled and turned over, in my estimation, to the Muslim Brotherhood. And this is all planned. We know it was planned. Lindsey Williams had told me last October that he had been told by his informant, Mr. Ken Fromm, that there was going to be this major conflict in the Middle East in 4 to 6 months. And 4 to 6 months later, this whole thing began to come down. And we see it today, and of course, I really think it's a prelude. We know that our government's behind it, certainly. Our government is behind the revolution. There's only 1,000 rebels fighting in Libya. This is the popular movement. It's your tax money at work. When Congress recently asked the president to actually explain why we're in Libya, he wrote back, and he sent the letter just yesterday saying, I don't have to respond to Congress. I'm carrying out a dictate from the United Nations. In other words, it really doesn't matter what our elected representatives say or think. The decisions are made by someone else. And that, of course, is the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You get my material there. Pastor Billy's material. You need to get this. You need to get people thinking. You need to go to my website and click on The Story of Jesus, or just type into your computer thestoryofjesus.com. And are you sure you're saved? Well, until tomorrow morning, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org.